Energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 49. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 30 tonight, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 42. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Friday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. It's back to the drawing board for the new Kansas license plate. Governor Laura Kelly is pausing production. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly.
We need to go back. A chance for input.
That audio courtesy of KSN.com. One person was transported to a Topeka hospital following a three-vehicle collision yesterday afternoon. The crash was reported at 3:04 in the afternoon yesterday at Southeast 53rd and Berryton Road. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2016 Ford Explorer was responding to an emergency and went through a stop sign at Southeast 53rd and Berryton Road. The patrol said that a 2017 Jeep Wrangler then struck the side of the Explorer. The Explorer then collided with a 2010 Dodge Grand Caravan minivan. All of the occupants in the vehicles were wearing seatbelts. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Pain Relief Center, we provide cutting-edge therapies to help patients in the surrounding communities live a more active and full lifestyle. As the top integrated medical clinic in Kansas, we focus on addressing the root causes of your health concerns, not just masking the symptoms. Say goodbye to an endless cycle of prescription medications and costly surgical procedures, and hello to a life full of vitality. Ready to take the next step toward a happier, healthier life? Call us at 620-478-2878 or check us out on the web at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Ascension Via Christi has announced its plans for handling a one-day nurses' strike at two of its Wichita hospitals on December 6th. The plan calls for the striking nurses not to return to work for 4 days instead of just one. Almost 1,000 nurses at Ascension Via Christi St. Francis and Ascension Via Christi St. Joseph hospitals belong to the National Nurses Organizing Committee, National Nurses United. The hospitals will handle the new strike like they did in June, contracting with a staffing agency for registered nurses. Kansas wildlife officials say a game warden rescued a duck hunter who was suffering from hypothermia over the weekend. The State Department of Wildlife and Parks said a game warden responded to locate and rescue a duck hunter who was going into shock due to hypothermia. The hunter was recovered and then transported by EMS to a local hospital for treatment. The hunter's identity and condition were not released. However, a friend of the hunter said on Monday on social media that the hunter has been discharged from the hospital and is recovering. Kansas Mid-America.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. UDL Sebastian Perez, 35, is charged in Hall County Court with first-degree sexual assault and third-degree sexual assault. According to the arrest affidavit on Sunday, a 16-year-old girl reported she was sexually assaulted by Sebastian Perez. The affidavit said the girl stated she was sexually assaulted by Sebastian Perez 20-plus times. The charges allegedly occurred between March 2nd of last year and November 26th of this year. According to the Seward County Sheriff's Office, just before 4 p.m. on Monday, deputies responded to a two-vehicle crash on 238th Road, just north of I-80 Milford exit. Preliminary investigation revealed a 2014 Toyota Sienna was traveling west on the I-80 Milford exit off-ramp. The Sienna failed to yield oncoming traffic and collided with a 2002 Chevrolet Silverado traveling south on 238th Road. The passenger of the Toyota Sienna sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Grammy-nominated artist, performer, and songwriter Marcus King is coming to Newkirk.
Oh, give me that rock and roll.
Live at Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino, Saturday, December 2nd. Get tickets at the Seven Clans Players Club or sevenclans.com. Marcus King, live in concert, December 2nd. At Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino in Newkirk.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday approving a 3.7% cost of living raise for city employees for 2024 and approving $75 gift certificates for each. Bids for a manhole replacement project on Sutter Street were tabled, despite Interim City Administrator Jeff Peterson indicating that sufficient funds were available in the sewer fund. Multiple large projects, including the city lagoon, had led to leaving the matter at the last meeting. Concerns with not knowing cost estimates for a collapsed section of storm sewer between 14th, 15th Broadway and Sutter Streets led to a discussion to table. Approval was given to allow replat of the Brocky Heights subdivision north of U.S. 36, east of the former Hardee's building, allowing for extension of sewer connections by the property owner. $36,000 was approved toward purchase of a new Jaws of Life for the fire department, replacing a current unit some 25 years old, which did not pass inspection. Mayor Jason Barnes, in closing the meeting, thanked the city and council for their support, saying that he had learned a lot. Barnes will be succeeded by Todd Fry, current councilman, who won the November election for Marysville mayor. The annual Frankfort Giving Day Tuesday generated over $91,500 toward 38 funds through nearly 800 gifts, with just over $13,000 toward the Frankfort Community Care Home, nearly $9,000 toward the Frankfort Development Trust Fund, which is restoring the historic grade school building. Scout Troop 138 Fund was third high total, raising over $8,500. The leaderboard, with all of the totals, is online at frankfortgives.org. That total does not reflect mail-in contributions, which, if dated November 28th, also qualify toward a 50% match as eligible gifts, provided by over a dozen match day sponsors. The totals announced thus far represent about 90% of last year's giving, but could match or exceed that when final counts are in. Gage County authorities executed a search warrant in Barnston last Wednesday morning shortly after 7 a.m. at a home along 2nd Street. The warrant was issued in connection with investigation into disturbing the peace, and multiple firearms were discovered, including 11 shotguns, rifles, and handguns, many of which were loaded, along with suspected methamphetamine traces. 39-year-old Heath Genrich was arrested as a result. A fatality accident in Gage County was discovered Thursday morning after 40-year-old Leroy Lopez was reported missing by family. His vehicle was found down a creek embankment some 5 miles south of Claytonia along West Chestnut Road, and the driver, Leroy Lopez, was reported dead at the scene. James R. Jim Nordis, age 88, of Marysville, passed away November 25th. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30, with the rosary at 10 from St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Nordis. Barbara K. Barb Ray, age 82, of Wymore, passed away November 26th. Funeral service Thursday, 1:30, at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Barb Ray. Ronald L. Ron Jaquess, age 82 of Marysville, passed away November 23rd. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ron Jaquess. Emma Maxine Stewart, age 94 of Washington, passed away November 25th. Celebration of life service Friday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial Friday, 2 p.m. at the Frankfort City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Maxine Stewart. Joe P. Jimenez, Jr., age 70 of Marysville, passed away November 26th. Celebration of life service is planned Friday at 1:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore. There will be a visitation Thursday, 5 until 8. Family greeting friends Thursday, 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Joe Jimenez, Jr.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2023 Chevy Trailblazer and Chevy Tahoe High Country Edition. Like new, a 2022 Silverado 1500 model and a 2022 Silverado 2500 HD. They're local trades, like new and priced right, at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Some freezing fog early on Thursday, then a slight chance for some rain showers, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-40s. Then a slight chance for some rain and snow showers to continue Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and upper 20s. Rain and snow showers possible on Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s, and cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Rain showers are possible on Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 40s, and partly cloudy skies into Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Warming up into Sunday, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s, then clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Still sunny into Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s, and partly cloudy skies Monday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s, and warmer throughout Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late November, 49. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 27, and the record low, 2 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:26. Sunset this evening at 5:06.
Is your firewood dry enough to burn? We will share the signs of a well-seasoned wood pile today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 29th, the 333rd day of the year. Comedian Gary Shandling was born on this day, and the first Army-Navy football game was played in 1890. How can you tell if firewood is well-seasoned? Here's a few signs to look for. Properly seasoned wood will show cracking or splitting on the ends. If there is bark on the wood, it should easily peel away. Color can also be an indication of dryness. Gray wood is drier than brown. Weight can be used to compare wood of the same species. Heavier logs have more moisture content. And experienced firewood mavens can even judge dryness by sound. Striking two pieces of dry wood together make a hollow sound, while damp logs make a dull thud. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of a used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, a new car and truck headquarters, Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
Holiday shopping made easy at MSC Boutique on Broadway in Marysville. Check out our cozy cardigans and stylish hats for the fashion forward on your list. With prices like $4 hair claws and a $10 for $15 bracelet bar, holiday shopping is easy and affordable. Don't forget, gift certificates also make the perfect present. Head to MSC Boutique today. Feel good fashion for everyday life.
Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics Studio open enrollment for spring 2024 classes ends January 8th, continuing to offer the Energy Pack tumbling, cheer, dance, and jazz classes for ages 18 months to 18 years. Enrollment ends January 8th. Visit the Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics Facebook page for enrollment information.
Enjoy Christmas favorites and brand new surprises with the King's Singers as they perform the holiday classics. The King's Singers Christmas is Saturday, December 2nd, 7 p.m. in the Marysville High School Auditorium. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased at MarshallCountyArts.org or call or text 785-859-4260. Experience the beautiful harmonies of the Grammy Award-winning group as they kick off their North American tour in Marysville. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. The Kansas State men's basketball team managed to keep Oral Roberts at bay last night at Bramlage Coliseum, pulling ahead in overtime to win 88-78. The Golden Eagles were down 72-70, but managed to tie the game at 72-all with 1 second remaining in the second half. The Wildcats are now 5-2 on the season and won their 13th consecutive non-conference home game. K-State will be back home on Saturday hosting North Alabama for game 3 of a 4-game homestand. Game time is set for 1 o'clock. Number 5 Kansas men's basketball team held off Eastern Illinois Tuesday night at Allen Fieldhouse, getting by with a 71-63 win. Center Hunter Dickinson led the charge for Kansas, posting a double-double with 25 points and 13 rebounds. The Jayhawks, who are now 6-1, will continue their 4-game homestand by hosting the reigning national champions UConn on Friday at 8 o'clock. Mid-American Network Sports.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
At Midwest Pain Relief Center, we provide cutting-edge therapies to help patients in the surrounding communities live a more active and full lifestyle. As the top integrated medical clinic in Kansas, we focus on addressing the root causes of your health concerns, not just masking the symptoms. Say goodbye to an endless cycle of prescription medications and costly surgical procedures, and hello to a life full of vitality. Ready to take the next step toward a happier, healthier life? Call us at 620-478-2878 or check us out on the web at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Standout Kansas State cornerback Will Lee III has entered the transfer portal. The Kirkwood, Missouri native's decision was announced via Twitter on Tuesday. In 2023, he totaled 32 solo tackles, 6 pass breakups, 2 interceptions, and 1 forced fumble for the Wildcats. He joins in the portal quarterback Will Howard, quarterback Jake Rubley, quarterback Adrian Lara, running back Trayshawn Ward, and wide receiver Shane Porter. Members of Emporia State's women's soccer team are facing sanctions. The restrictions come on the heels of violating school policies and the ESU Athletic Student Athlete Code of Conduct, the university announced yesterday. Sanctions include limited playing time for select players in the remainder of the NCAA postseason tournament. Additionally, head coach Brian Saylor, who has been with the team since 2011, is also on paid administrative leave and will not travel with the team for the upcoming game. The Hornets are set to take on in-state rival Washburn in the Central Region Championship on December 1st. Mid-American Network Sports.
Twin Valley All-League Football 11-man first team offensive honors went to Valley Heights seniors Drake Slifer, Tyrell Wagner, and Carson Spoontz, and junior Jaden DeWalt, as well as Centralia seniors Colton Slater, Will Steinlogge, Maverick Becker, and Reese Tanking, and junior Jacob Flinty. Joined by Onega junior Dylan Magnet, and Troy juniors Logan Blevins and Christian Etherton. Second team selections to Valley Heights Spencer Lee and Kyson Bigham, Centralia's Brett Heideman and Brody Grossnickel, as well as Troy's Gannon Bowie and Jackson Hartman. Twin Valley All-League Football 11-man defensive honors went to Valley Heights seniors Tyrell Wagner, Drake Slifer, Carson Spoontz, and Kyson Bigham. Centralia seniors Will Steinlogge, Brady Grossnickel, Colton Slater, and Maverick Becker. From Onega, juniors Dylan Magnet and Jackson Coulterman, and from Troy, senior Blake Robinson and junior Logan Blevins. Second team selections to Valley Heights' Gavin Crowder and Royce Ekstrom, Centralia's Brett Heideman, Jacob Flinty, and Grady Becker, as well as Troy's Hayden Hegarty and Seth Judd.
It was another successful fall sports season in the Twin Valley League, capped off with a state championship from the Axel Eagles. Now as we turn our attention to the winter, things are only going to get better with multiple teams in the TVL looking to make waves in the league and in the state. Hi, I'm Jeff Words, host of the TVL Spotlight, the only podcast focused directly on the student athletes of the Twin Valley League. Check out the TVL Spotlight on TVLSpotlight.com, service of KNDY Radio.
High school basketball season tips off Thursday. Marysville's at Hiawatha, home opener with Sabetha Friday, live on KNDY.
Spike moss is a relative newcomer to the holiday plant scene. With special care and attention, you can keep this plant thriving throughout the holidays and beyond. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This low-growing mat of feathery leaves creeps along the ground. It looks good growing in a pot or terrarium. Grow spike moss in indirect light. It thrives at normal room temperatures, but suffers in extreme heat, cold, or drafts of hot and cold air. Keep the soil evenly moist, but not soggy wet, and don't allow plants to sit in water. Spike moss requires high humidity to survive. Place the pot on a gravel tray. Keep water in the tray and the pot elevated above the water on pebbles to increase the humidity right around the plant. Increase your chance of success by planting it in a terrarium or set the pot in a glass enclosure known as a Wardian case. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Some people plant flowers each spring to spruce up the place they live or work. Now imagine you have 300,000 flowers to plant. That's the case here, and it takes the entire town to pull it off. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
In 1847, a group of about 800 Dutch immigrants founded and settled the town and surrounding area of Pella, Iowa. They came seeking religious and economic freedom. Although those original settlers came here long ago, their heritage remains an important part of this town.
Back in the 1930s, a group of people started our Tulip Time Festival, which is a huge part of Pella's culture and heritage. Every weekend in May, we have a festival devoted to tulips and Dutch culture and heritage. Probably 300,000 tulips are blooming in Pella.
Jesse Galligan at the Pella, Iowa Historical Museums says it takes quite a workforce of volunteers and city employees to plant all of those tulips each fall ahead of the springtime festivities in May.
People dress up in Dutch costume, wear wooden shoes. We have two parades a day, Dutch music, Dutch food, and that's one huge way that we like to celebrate our heritage.
And while May is the time for the largest celebration of the year, you'll find a full schedule of ways people celebrate their heritage here all year long.
Of course, throughout the year, there's lots of different celebrations having to do with Dutch heritage. For example, Sinterklaas Day in December, we celebrate the Dutch Santa Claus coming to Pella.
The Historical Museum does a great job of capturing many parts of the past and present of this place.
We have about 18 to 20 buildings, depending on what's open, what time of year, for people to come visit. Wooden shoe factory and blacksmith shop and a Sternberg library, which has a whole history timeline in it. A room full of beautiful Dutch Delft pottery. And then, of course, the windmill is probably our biggest draw, the biggest thing people see when they come to Pella.
And that huge Dutch windmill does get a lot of attention as it grates the skyline of the town. His story is next time as we travel the countryside in Pella, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCray.
To adapt to their environment, and their body language will tell you how they're doing. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Go out in the yard and see what your trees are trying to tell you as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Looking for a herbicide as versatile and reliable as your favorite pocket knife? Anthem Flex Herbicide offers the versatility you need to keep your crops clean. Protect your wheat this season with unmatched flexibility and extended residual control of broadleaf weeds and tough grasses, including Italian ryegrass. Minimize resistance and help maximize yields with Anthem Flex Herbicide. Visit your FMC retailer or ag.fmc.com to learn more. Always read and follow all label directions.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Trees with gnarly branches, odd-shaped trunks, and evidence that they weathered a few hefty windstorms. Trees have very expressive body language and can show us what's going on in their world if we pay attention. Eric Berg is a program leader with the Nebraska Forest Service. He says a tree that's open-grown and exposed to a lot of wind from the south might have a majority of its canopy pushed toward the north and east. Another sign of a tree fighting the wind is what's called buttress roots.
Those are those very large roots that transfer energy from the stem of the tree into the roots and to the soil. And they'll literally have a buttress shape to them, like the bottom of an old Roman pillar. You'll see a very broad base to it. So if you see an oak tree, for example, with very large buttress roots, you can tell it's been taking a lot of wind load or load of some sort and transferring that energy from the stem into the roots and soil.
Trees know when one of their many appendages has been hurt. Say, for instance, there have been insects or borers feeding from the inside of a branch and making it weak. Berg says the tree goes to work sealing the wound by adding more wood to the damaged area. It often looks like a callus.
Over time, because that branch has been weakened and the tree is trying to compensate from that damage, it puts more and more wood there. And so you'll get branches that aren't necessarily round, they're more misshapen. And that's a difference of compression wood or tension wood. And the tree reacting to the things that have been damaging it and trying to add more strength to itself.
Take the time to appreciate that every branch, bark ridge, and oddly shaped stem is a purposeful reaction of your tree responding to its world. Learn more about the body language of trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
every gentleman, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Annual Nights of Lights Christmas tradition continues at the Kansas City Renaissance Festival grounds in Kansas City with 500,000 lights, a lighted maze, castle, and pirate ship. Visit with Santa and Mrs. Claus, meet Barbie the Christmas Elf, free gift bag for adults, children, and dogs, free hot cocoa for the kids. Friday and Saturdays, 5:30 till 10 p.m., Sundays, 5:30 till 9, weekends now through December 31st at the Kansas City Renaissance Festival grounds in Bonner Springs. For more information, go online to kcrenfest.com.
A military veteran transitions to civilian life as a rancher. You'll meet him today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, Ag Leader It. Combine, Ag Leader It. Farm data, you guessed it, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Steve Cook served in the U.S. military for 25 years and now operates a small cattle ranch in Lampasas County, Texas. He admits it was a bit of an adjustment to actually start that ranch life.
I really never thought about health care until I was retiring because it's not automatic anymore. A paycheck every month that's pretty much guaranteed. I can go to training, the military. Oh, you need something? We'll send you the training. Will help with your education, your professional education. So all that's kind of mapped out for you. And there's a definite path. When you go to civilian life, there's not a definite path unless you know, oh, I'm going to be a firefighter for the rest of my life. I'm going to do that.
Cook believes agriculture can be a good option for retired military vets. Because any transition can be daunting, he volunteers some time to the Texas chapter of the Farmer Veteran Coalition.
What I really value getting out of them is the networking, because I'll be working out on the fence and some guy will call me and says, hey, I got your name from, you know, John, the Texas chapter guy. You know about cattle. I'm thinking about cattle. And so I've met six or seven guys that way and helped them figure out what they want to do.
Cook appeared in a recent episode of the Farm Food Facts podcast from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Serve something memorable this holiday season with Tony's Meat Market in Marysville. Prime rib for holiday dinners. Pre-order yours at Tony's. The best assortment of beef, chicken, pork, and seafood, also offering ice cold beer. Meat always fresh, never frozen all year round. Order your holiday meat and cheese trays for the party or as a gift for a special business, customer, or family member in town. Gift baskets or gift certificates available and perfect for everyone. Stop by Tony's Meat Market today along Highway 36 across from the Superwash in Marysville.
Ag News on the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters just a week or so ago, talking about what's going on with the latest in the ag industry.
Listen, it just seems like I've been with you for the 80 years of this association. But it is good to be back, and I think I've got quite a bit to talk about today.
He says some of the priorities he is working on with the U.S. Department of Agriculture is consolidation, or he says that he's looked throughout the history of the country when it comes to the Commissioner on Agriculture.
In the preface of that report, he talks about concerns that he has about consolidation of farmland and the impact that it had in history on what he believed to be the rise and the fall of the Roman Empire, and was suggesting that we in the United States need to keep an eye on that very issue.
He says since the 1980s, the Secretary of Agriculture at the time expressed similar concerns as the United States moved away from contained production to market orientation.
And some of you may remember Secretary Butts, who basically said to American farmers, hey, fence row to fence row, plant whatever you can, produce whatever you can. Bob Berglund expressed similar concerns to what Isaac Newton expressed, which was, is this policy going to lead to larger farms and fewer farmers? And if so, is that a good thing?
Finally, he goes on to say that last year was the best farm income year in history for the U.S., yet he said he still was concerned as half the farms didn't make money and 40% of farms that made money still need an off-farm job in order to support themselves.
I asked myself whether or not there has in fact been a decline in the number of farms, and if so, how much, and should we be concerned about it? Well, it turns out, since 1981 to the present time, we've lost 437,300 farms. That's one out of every six farms in this country gone. Just to give you a sense of how many farms that is, that's every farmer today in Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Colorado gone. And the first question I think I ask audiences, including this one, is are we okay with that?
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stickline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Stackline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks, and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, A bold, visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has protein tubs ready for your cattle nutrition needs. 2810 with urea, 4017 with urea, and 25 all natural. Give Bob Lindquist a call to see which is perfect for your herd. Sunflower and bird feeds also in at After Hours Feed Supply. Call Bob or Todd Lindquist in Blue Rapids.
Concrete stave silos have dotted farms for over a century. But what goes up must eventually come down. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Looking for a herbicide as versatile and reliable as your favorite pocket knife? Anthem Flex Herbicide offers the versatility you need to keep your crops clean. Protect your wheat this season with unmatched flexibility and extended residual control of broadleaf weeds and tough grasses, including Italian ryegrass. Minimize resistance and help maximize yields with Anthem Flex Herbicide. Visit your FMC retailer or ag.fmc.com to learn more. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Made from concrete staves and wrapped in metal bands are iconic farm structures. They've been around for over a century and some are still in use today. However, many are succumbing to age and the elements and should be taken down. John Sisolak is the owner of Mainline Builds, a silo demolition company in Wisconsin. He says when the staves are compromised, it's a good indication the silo is at the end of its useful life. This includes the condition of the base and the roof.
A concrete stave silo typically has an aluminum or steel roof on it. So if the roof gets blown off, that allows moisture to kind of get down in between all the seams where the staves are put together. There'll be a real, real thin layer of mortar that kind of holds the silo together on the inside. Once that gets compromised, that has a tendency to kind of weaken the structure as a whole.
If the silo is leaning and there's nothing in the way, he says it can be pushed over with an excavator or bulldozer. However, safety is your first priority, and the job is best left to a professional.
My methods are I kind of start from the top, and everything goes to the inside of the silo. So there's no risk of things falling to the ground and injuring people that may be close by or anywhere in the vicinity. It preserves lives as well as property. Usually we'll use like a fairly large boom lift, but 90% of the work is just done by hand.
After the silo is down, the concrete and the steel bands can be recycled, and some use the staves for landscaping. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about taking down a silo at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales is featuring a fall special with DEF diesel exhaust fluid for $10 per jug or $8.50 per jug pallet price for 72 jugs. And ask for details on the on-farm starter fertilizer program, where Agritech provides on-farm storage tanks at cost, covers one-third of expense of the tanks, and these are yours to keep with a commitment to purchase fertilizer. John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville has all the details. Call today, 785-562-7157.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier, as we move through a Wednesday today, market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. We are still seeing pretty consistent on the board, mixed but mostly higher in the grain market. Livestock is still mostly higher on the board right now. Lean hogs do have a little bit of red in the early futures right now. We'll see how we close in just a little bit. In the corn market, December corn is down a quarter of a cent at 451 and a quarter. March corn down in the green by 3 cents at 476 and a half. In the wheat market, December KC wheat's up 17 and a half cents at 630 and a half. The March KC wheat up 16 and three quarters at 634 and a half a cent. In the oats market, a little bit lower here. December oats down a quarter to 358 and a quarter. The March oats down one and a quarter at 367 and a half. In the soybean market, January beans sitting up 4 cents right now at 1350 and a quarter, with the March up 3 and a half at 1368 even. Looking at the meal, December meals down 4.70 at 4.45 and 60 cents, with the January down 2.20 at 4.28 and 40 cents. And bean oil is mostly lower, with December down 51 cents at 52.83. The January down 15 cents at 52 and 79 cents. Canola market today kind of mixed on the board. January's down 40 cents at 7.07.20, with the March up 10 pennies at 7.11 and 70. Cotton market, same story. December's up 22 cents at 78.82, with the March down 6 cents at 79.54. Looking at your U.S. dollar index today, a little bit of green back on the board here. December index is up 9 cents at 102.74, with the March index up 11 cents at 102.39. The 30-year bonds for December slightly up a quarter right now at 117.70, with the 10-year notes right now and the green by a little bit, sitting at 109 and 29 points. Stock market today is still mostly higher right now. The Dow Jones up 109. The S&P in the green by 8 points. The NASDAQ up by 9. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier on a Wednesday.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. Have you been told you've got too much negative equity in your trade to make a deal? Did you pay over MSRP and are now stuck with a huge loss? You're not alone. At Midwest Kia, we never price over sticker. Come to Midwest Kia's Great Thanksgiving Negative Equity Elimination Event. That's right, come see us at Midwest Kia, and if we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's negative equity elimination money. That's up to $10,000 more for your trade to help you get back into equity towards the purchase of any vehicle on our lot. At Midwest Kia, we offer a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on November 30th, 2023. Need not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details.
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, rent a Bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtolumber.com or visit either location today.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. During times of drought, it could be a good opportunity for producers to do maintenance on their ponds. K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken shares information about how ponds could be leaking water and ways people might be able to remedy it. He begins by explaining how a pond may lose water.
When a pond fills up, we're going to lose that water in a lot of different ways. It might go out a spillway on the downstream side of the pond. We're going to lose some to evaporation, but that's going to occur kind of slowly. So if your pond fills up and it just kind of steadily looks like it's slowly dropping, you know, an inch or two a week, that's normal. That's what we would expect. If the pond fills up after a rain and then quickly drops down to a point and then kind of levels off, that's indication that you would have a leak.
Gerken discusses ways a pond could be leaking and how a producer might be able to identify it.
There are a couple signs that you could see that would be like there's probably a leak. One of them is going to be easier to spot in drought. And so if you see on the back side of your dam, generally, if there's an area that just looks like it's been constantly watered, it's bright green, it's growing like crazy, that's probably an indication that water is coming out of your pond and leaking into that area. If you think about all that water, when the pond fills up, there's a lot of water pushing down on the water at the bottom of the pond, where leaks normally are. It's called hydrostatic pressure. So that pressure is pushing that water out of the bottom of the pond, just like if you were squeezing a sponge, you're forcing it out of those holes. When you get rid of half of that water or whatever amount to get that hydrostatic pressure equalized, there's not enough force pushing that water out anymore, the pond stops leaking. So if you see after a rain, the pond fills up and then quickly drops down, and it's always kind of the same level it drops down to quickly, that's another indication that you would have a leak.
He mentions one product that can help prevent leaking ponds when used at the right time in the proper conditions.
Bentonite works really well because it can absorb a lot of water, somewhere between 10 and 15 times its weight in water it can absorb. So when it does that, it swells up and it can help to create a layer where there's not going to be any water coming out of the bottom of the pond. That has to be done when the pond is constructed. The other method that works really well is called the mixed method, and that's what it sounds like. You mix that in with the clay when the pond is being constructed, and then you use a sheep foot roller to compact that layer down. That technique generally works better unless you have really steep slopes on the pond, but those two ways work really, really well.
That was Kansas State University Fishery and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken on what producers can do if they believe they have leaking ponds. Hear more on this topic by listening to the full Fins, Fur, and Feathers episode, which can be found on most podcast streaming platforms. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chill in the weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together. Sleigh bells ring.
Savannah Chestnut, and this is my new song, Kansas and I.
A half full moon, a half empty heart. Tonight the prairie sky's a little dark. And chewing on your memory, it pairs well with cheap whiskey. It dulls the bitter, leaves the sweetest part.
you know where I'll be.
Kansas original country station, touching eight decades, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.